walk down by the Ogmore River, where the Suwon swam and glistened, and the anglers told their stories of the ones that got away. And the fish would find their lovers, lay their eggs and then discover they were yearning for the oceans where they'd grow and where they'd play. Like the fish, I searched the places where I would find a sweetheart, someone to make me crazy with a love I'd never known. But I always came up empty, despite my good intentions, until I met young Sally, the girl who'd left her home. She had wandered from the cottage where she'd lived since early childhood, with her father but no mother, for her mother had long gone. With a brickie from Treorchy, who was simple but quite naughty, he said he'd room for mother, but for the child there was none. For 3 weeks young Sally promised me a vision of the future, where our happiness would glisten in the radiance of our dreams. But the day arrived in silence, and I knew my perfect dalliance was over, for young Sally had returned to the stream. Now the anglers tell a story of a maid who crossed the river, dressed in linen bright and fancy, with a beauty so refined, and of how she'd swim with fishes and guide them to the oceans, and praise Neptune for his wisdom, for letting Sally shine.